We continue in Sefer Tomer Dvorah, and it's a very good connection to what we've been just speaking. And it's the last midah, it's the midah ha-shloshesre, it's called Mimei Kedem. The last three midot that the Tomer Dvorah spoke about, Titen Emet Le'Yaakov, Chesed Le'Avraham, Asher Nishbata La'Avotenu, those last three midot spoke about three levels of Jews. The level of the Titen Emet Le'Yaakov, those who follow the halakha and do everything Keshurat Adin. The level of Chesed Le'Avraham, those who go even beyond the letter of the halakha, Chesed, they do even more. And then you have the level of Asher Nishbata La'Avotenu, those who are not Mehuganim, those who do not even do Shurat Adin, but they have Zechut Avot, but they have the Zechut of the fact that they are Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And just for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a special otzar of chen, Mechanoti et Asher Achon, from which he provides them with good and with chesed. So we also should follow in Hashem's ways, in the ways that the Tomer Dvorah explained. The last midah here is also another class. Hare midah sheyesh le'akadosh baruch hu im Yisrael. This speaks about the midah that Hashem has with Am Yisrael. Keshetamma zechut avot v'kayotze. Mayase. When zechut avot has expired, when zechut avot was exhausted, when there's no more zechut avot anymore. You know, the Gemara does say that Zechut Avot really works only bizman she'ochazim ma'asei yedei avotehem. When you're still going more or less in the ways of the Avot, so then Zechut Avot continues. But when there is no connection between you and the Avot, it could very well be that Zechut Avot is over. And the Gemara does talk about this in Masechet Shabbat and the Nuns. The Gemara talks about it. The Gemara says, there's an opinion that says Zechut Avot Tama. That Zechut Avot came to its limit. It was exhausted. And look in Tosfot there and see that not so pashut, maybe Zechut Avot was Tama, but Berit Avot is still here. So now, maybe that's what the Tomer Dvorah is going to talk about. Comes a time where there's no Zechut Avot. So now what? There's no Asher Nishbata Lavotel. So now what do you do? Mayase. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Well, that's it? Goodbye? Bahare mitzad atzmam enam hagunim. From themselves, they're not hagun. They don't keep the halakha. They don't go with the Torah. There's no zchut avot. So what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to do? So now let's learn something so deep. Ktiv. It says in the Navi Yirmiyah. We say it in the end of the Haftarah, one of the Haftarot that precede Tisha B'Av. Zacharti la chesed neuraich ahavat kelulotaych. Hashem says, I remember for you the chesed of your youth, of the olden days. I remember for you the love that you used to have when we just got married. Kelulotaych. Mamash zocher HaKadosh Baruch Hu yemei kadmonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu still remembers the olden days. Ahava shehaya mikodem. He remembers the love that used to be in the early days of our history, and he uses that to have compassion on Am Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers for them all the mitzvot that they did from the time that they were born. Born as an individual, born as a nation. V'chol ha-tovot, and all the good things that they did. V'chol midot tovot she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu manhig b'hem olamo. And then Hashem adds to all those mitzvot and all those tovot that Am Yisrael did in the past, He adds to that all the good midot with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts the world. Chesed, with Rachami, Erech Hapayim. He adds that unto all the chasadim and tovot that Am Yisrael did in the past. Umikulam, and from all of them together, Oseh Segula. Hashem makes a Segula. לרחם בשבילם. To have compassion on Am Yisrael. This word segula here means something that you don't understand. You know, when you say, this is a segula for this, it's not always something that you understand the connection, right? You know, it says in Parashat Yitro, V'hiyitem li segula mikol ha'amim ki li kol ha'aretz. You should be for me a segula. You should be a segula. What does that mean to be a segula? It means a special people, a treasure. It means that sometimes you treasure something even though it's not understood why. You don't understand. Sometimes you look at the king, and the king has this stamp collection that he gets all excited about. And you look at it and you say, the king getting excited about a stamp collection. What does he have with it? You don't understand. But because the king loves it, you love it. Because the king. It's not something that's understood. Hashem says, I'm always going to love you. No matter what. Even when it's not going to be understood anymore. You hear this? Mikulam oseh segula lerachem bishvilam. Hashem brings all the chasadim, all the tovot, all the mitzvot, and he adds it to all his midot tovot, and he makes from it a nice segula, because of which he will have rachmanut on Am Yisrael. Ve'arezo hamida kolelet kol hamidot kulam. The Tomer Dvorah says, this mida, the mida of Mimei Kedem, the 13th mida, is the midah that includes all the 13 midot altogether, kedepirshu ba'idra, as is explained in the Zohar HaKadosh. Hear this? Mimei Kedem. Maza Mimei Kedem? From the days of old. What midah is that? Right now, you're not behaving. Right now, logically, there should be no reason that I should have anything to do with you anymore. So what do? I get nostalgic on you. And I remember the good old days. And I love the good old days so much that I just love you. That's Mimei Kedem. And this is a midah that includes all the midot. What does it mean it includes all the midot? It has to use up all the midot. All the midot together have to come in here and to be used for Mimei Kedem. Now how do we apply that to ourselves? כך האדם יתקן הנהגתו עם בני אדם. Listen to this, רבותיי. This is how a person should be מתקן, should fashion his הנהגה with people. שאפילו לא ימצא טענה מאלו הנזכרות. Even if he can't come up with any excuse of the previous 12 to behave with chesed to his friend. So now what? Yomar, you should say, Kvar haya sha'a kodem shelo chat'u. There was a good past. There was a time where he didn't do a chet. Let's take the biggest rasha in the world. In the past, there must have been a moment where he wasn't a rasha. There must have been a day where he was still cute. Rewind as much as you can, even if you have to go to when he was a baby in a crib. And his mother and his father were looking at him as the most innocent and most sweetest entity in the world, which he was. So he was loved then. He was innocent then. He was good then, right? O bayamim kadmonim ayu kesherim. Yizkor lahem hatova she'asu bekatnutam. Remember that good thing that he did early back, way back in his early days. Yizkor lahem ahavat gemule mechalav atike mishatayim. That's what I just said. And remember the love that his parents had for him when he was a baby, when he was still nursing from his mother. His mother was filled with love for him. So you know what he says? Ubaze lo yimatze adam she'eno ra'uy le'etivo. Now you can't find anyone who doesn't deserve that you should be metiv, that you should be good to. Ulitpalel al shelomo, that you should pray for his peace. Ulerachem alav, and that you should have compassion for him. So here comes a burly truck driver, you know, going that today there was a truck that almost like, I couldn't believe it. You're driving a truck. And he was driving it like he's driving a bicycle. truck. I'm not talking about like a mail truck. A truck, a moving truck. He was driving it like he's driving a sedan. Mamash, right, almost took off the... Now, I didn't see the face of the person, but I'm sure the face would not elicit any kind of compassion. For sure. No doubt. Right? So now you're looking at him, and he's so, you know, aggressive and brutal, and what is there to love? But this truck driver, once upon a time, was softer, was nicer, was more innocent, way back. Right? So as I heard from Rav Avigdor Miller, alav shalom, try to attach your mind to that. Try not so much to attach your mind with the now. Try to have a tziyur in your mind of when he was... Of course, we're talking about l're'acha, okay? Try to attach your mind to that time. To that time. And that can engender a good feeling. And you know whose ways you're walking in when you do that? In the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's v'halachta bidrachav. That's mimei kedem. This is legendary. This is unbelievable. Hashem is a king.